My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda discuss honesty, photos, and caring for each other, plus midgets and nipple clamps. And again, could Davin be the best part of the scammer's day? And could these be real feelings as well? Listen and enjoy.
On the bright side, my ex is calling me all sorts of names because I won't send her money, lol. And that's Flory I'm talking about.
Of course.
That's funny.
She go, okay, is she really in trouble or is she making it up? I go, who knows? All I know is...
Why don't you look to the left and ask her?
That's great.
Scooch over, stupid. What are you working on? Fucking good. I go, who knows? All I know is I went from my life is in danger to can you send me money for a phone? Which we've discussed.
Yes.
She moved on quickly.
After oh, yeah.
She goes, ah, I see. Have to go to the cafe to show you the pics. I go, okay, babe. Talk to you later. So then she's back. Hope you like my pics. Love you. See you later. I go, beautiful. Just like you and your daughter. She goes, I see. So now you see how real I am. I go, well, I see there are pictures of a Ghanaian girl.
Yeah, right.
I saw pictures of Agnes, too. But yes, it is a step. She goes, tell me, do you think I am real or not? Tell me something to do. A picture. I will prove it to you. I am real or not.
Like, I'm a real boy.
Put a cock in your mouth.
Really?
Have this birdie butt.
That proves it.
That'll prove it.
I go, I don't trust myself these days. I hope you are real. She goes, tell me something to do in a picture. I will do to prove you I am real or not. I go, okay, babe. I'll have to think about it. Maybe I will call you again. She goes, okay, that would be cool so we can talk. That way we could get more closer. Okay, I will see what I can do. What is the number of your cell phone? She gives me the number. Hope you can call soon. I go, is this the whole number or is it missing digits like last time? She goes, I think it's the whole number. Then I will call you as soon as I can. I hope this time I am not an awkward schoolboy, LOL, or asleep. You know, the more we get to talking, the more easy it will be. I go, hopefully. I go. She goes, did you see the newspaper? I did. She sent the pictures.
Oh, okay.
I will show you. I think I showed you.
Well, Trucker Tom says, man, this broad really wants that money.
No, Tom. She wants me.
Mm-hmm.
With a check.
Yeah.
I invited her to paradise, Joe. Isn't that enough? I wanted to go Dutch.
Apparently. You wanted to go Dutch.
She goes, did you see the date? And I go, today. The pretty girl you are paying to take pictures did a nice job of holding the paper. That's what I wrote to her.
She did a good job.
She goes, what?
Yeah. With that walk. Yeah.
I go, you think I'm just going in to say nice things and never bust your chops? Ask these two. They'll tell you.
Yeah.
She goes, I see.
Really.
I go, you were starting to, LOL. She goes, yeah, she has no idea. I go, disappointed? She goes, nope, why should I be? I go, just curious, no need to be at all. So where did you go when you, she goes, where do you go when you're no longer here? I go, for a walk. I go, will you always be keeping tabs on me, LOL? She goes, shows how much I care, hon, LOL. Did the walk help? I go, it was nice. I will always check in with my Belinda, LOL. I will be going to the market in a minute. Is that okay, my dear, LOL? And we did, we had to buy beer and stuff. She goes, what are you going to get at the market, hon? Midgets and nipple clamps, of course.
Are they cheaper there?
And I'll get to that. She goes, LOL. And how much are they sold for? Maybe you two should hook up, Joe.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. Trucker Tubbs is one gun in one cup.
That's funny.
Terrible. I go, midgets are always half price.
Midgets are
The nipple clamps, they have. They always try to pinch you on the price, so you have to be careful.
Oh, that's
It's the
bad.
Pun kid.
What do you want, stupid? She doesn't get sarcasm.
No, she does not.
I go, off I go. Later, babe. Have a great day. She goes, see you, love you. Then later on, I come back. I go, the midgets were fresh, but I passed on the nipple clamps as they were rusty.
Oh, ew.
Well, you could get tetanus. That's a wise move.
So that was December 19th. Any thoughts?
I am amazed that you had the balls to go out and say, you know, to this maybe fake person, come and meet me in my real place.
I don't think the wife would have approved.
No, she definitely wouldn't have.
Like I said, and I've been saying it over and over and over, it's her guilty pleasure of the day. Spend time with you, goofing around. You're going to try to scam you, but it's something to look forward to every day.
Do you think there's real feelings, Joe? Do you think she genuinely likes me more than somebody to scam?
I can't trust them as far as I could throw them.
I think
they're in Ghana. It'd be hard to
throw. They just seem like a ruthless, lying people.
I'm starting to really...
You're judging a lot of people.
I beg your pardon. Let me... I mean...
Joe will be working in the United Nations in the country.
No. Let me clarify that. The scammers, not the people of Ghana. I'm sure there's a lot of nice, hardworking people in Ghana.
Yeah, she's working hard right now.
But I mean
the
scammers.
She works hard for the money.
She most certainly does. What do you think? Do you think there's any real feelings here?
I'm starting to feel like there are.
I think there's real feelings.
I think we got
something weird going on. I think you're both still right. I think this is still scam. I think this is crossed over.
Though. Weird going on where you're the thing to do. You know, you made your money off the other dopes on there.
She put down that page. You know, she talked with the people. She put the apology and everything. She took the pictures for me with the newspaper.
You're like a pen pal. She's trying to extort money out of you.
Well, I have to say, though,
you know, it's true.
As fast as she could take down the one page, and she's probably lost all the people that, you know.
Bunch of deadbeats, non-tippers anyway.
Well, she put up an apology, and she said, yeah, I'm a faker. I'm sorry. And the guys were like, what? But the thing is, because she's working this hard and this long to get the money out of you, and they they do that. They work that long and hard to get the money out.
They
of
can work for
person.
A year. They can work on a mark for a year.
Right.
And where have we been with this?
It's but
nine,
the thing,
th-
no, th- no. Now I'm 8 months. This is
eight
like
months
this
eight
is like,
months now.
This is like 6-7 months in.
But this is the thing, is that just as easily, if you said, you know what, this is all fake, I'm not into it, bye, she would have a page up and be working those poor bastards all over again.
Mm-hmm. I think there's real feeling here.
I think there's real feeling.
But
she's still a scammer.
I think me and Belinda have a connection.
Yes.
I'm not going to say it's love or anything.
It certainly is not.
No. I think we have a connection.
It certainly is not.
I think we have a connection beyond the bullshit. I will say that.
In a pen pal sort of way.
Okay. She's my pal.
In a pen pal sort of way.
Maybe she can get me on Sirius.
Old Facebook friend of them.
So that's where we are with that.
This is really amazing.
What's that?
She Trucker Tom says she's a victim hoarder.
Pretty funny. That's a great fucking term,
that's
Tom.
A great term.
A victim hoarder. I like that. Now, by the way, you guys know who I do have a friend who has more experience with the scammers than I do, but she usually deals with the men.
Yes.
And she always reminds me that these are people on the other end. Like, we like to pretend that they're not people.
Yeah.
They are people. She tells me all the time, she goes, this is not typical scammer stuff. Nobody's seen anything like this. And I've done searches on the websites,
yeah,
and everything, where people report scammers and everything. This is off the page.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.